Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Soy Tayo. We're not speaking Spanish today, but today is another great day to change the world, and I'm excited to be with you all today. I want to talk about the benefits of journaling today. And the reason why I want to talk about the benefits of journaling is because this week is one of those extremely busy weeks for me. I've got 2 back-to-back events, and I'm looking forward to sharing one of those events with you. I'm going to be hosting and moderating a panel on how to end gender violence on campus. So I'm hoping it's recorded, fingers crossed on that. And if it is recorded, I'll definitely be sharing that with you in the podcast format. But I have that event, and right after that, the next morning, literally the next morning, I have this at night, and then next morning, I'm heading upstate to Westchester Community College to deliver a 60 to 90 minute speech, right? So there's almost no break. And bear in mind, I'm still working with my corporate clients, and I'm coaching one-on-ones with individuals. And so it just had me thinking about stress management, because I'm always grateful for these opportunities. And I know one of my followers on Instagram asked me, well, doesn't that seem like a stressful moment for you? How are you going to handle everything? It seems like it's just cramped in a short amount of time. And I said to her, you know, I journal, honestly. Journal is like my favorite thing to do when I'm, you know, feeling some level of stress. And I want to share that with you, because I imagine a lot of you have moments where you feel like you're truly stressed. Let me tell you about the 2 types of journals that I keep. The first journal is a gratitude journal. Now, in the gratitude journal, I essentially write down things that I'm grateful for. You know, I try to keep them, you know, 3 things. 3 things I'm grateful for about myself, 3 things I'm grateful for about my current environment, 3 things I'm grateful for about my family, 3 things I'm grateful for about my friends. You get the drift. Basically, things that I'm grateful for around me and internally, right? And I try to find different things, even if it's a bad day. You know, what do I like about my body? What do I like about my mindset? What do I like about the work I've done so far? So that's the gratitude journal. And I make it a point to read those journals on a daily basis, and if I'm bad at keeping it on a daily basis, at least try to do them on a weekly basis. So that's the gratitude journal. Now, the wisdom journal, I actually use this even more than I use the gratitude journal. And for me, it's basically me observing things around me, right? I live in New York City, and there's always something going on, right? And I try to take advantage of the fact that something is always going around. If I'm on the subway, I'm observing and listening to different conversations as they're happening. Or I try to find out what I'm learning about a certain instance. I'll give you an example. I was in the gym the other day, and I was trying to re-rack the weights when all of a sudden this 25-pound plate fell on my leg, and I let out this scream, ah, because it was painful. You know, I'm the African Superman, but, you know, I still felt hurt. So in that moment, I asked myself 2 questions. I was like, okay, I could either react to this and just go home and not work out anymore, let the situation take over my whole body, or I could just let this pain sit in for a second, appreciate the fact that my other leg is fine, and understand that it's not even leg day today, so I can work in the other parts of my body. And I had to remind myself of that. And that gave me an idea to write for my wisdom journal. I was like, huh, what if we all learned how to be more grateful? So that's one instance where a wisdom journal happened. The other thing that happened was I was at my barber, and in the barbershop, there were several conversations going on. One was about New Edition being better than Boyz II Men, and there was another camp about Boyz II Men being better than New Edition. And then there was another conversation about 50 Cent and Ja Rule, and it just made me think about how many people within the same genres have different camps. And I started to go down this rabbit hole of what it's like to have binary thoughts. What sparked an idea in me, I was like, how dangerous binary thoughts are in a world that's as diverse as ours, right? So you get the drift. You know, you take a situation that's happening around you, tie it to something that you're passionate about, and basically use that everyday scenario to relate it to a bigger problem that you're trying to solve. It could be humorous, it could be serious, it could be sad, but whatever you're doing, if you keep an attitude of observation and focus, you're gonna find that you become a better storyteller and you're able to use more real life examples. So this helps you become essentially more of a leader that can connect to people where they are at, because these are examples that people can relate to. So those are the two types of journals that I keep. Now let's talk about the benefits. The first benefit of journaling is that it helps you detach yourself from the world. It makes you shut all the distractions away and just have some time to yourself. Second thing that journaling does is that it does teach you gratitude, because you're forced to think about the good things that happened to you today, even if it was a bad day. And that's an attitude that we need to practice. So I'm just reiterating a point I made earlier. Third thing is that it reduces stress, because it's a release. It's an emotional release, right? No matter what situation you're in right now, it's an outlet. And it allows you to just sort of be honest with yourself and honest with what's going on around you. And a lot of times when you let all that stuff go, you're able to feel a lot lighter. The fourth thing is that it gives you a sense of control. So you can start to see patterns, especially if you've done this on a regular basis. You can start to notice trends that allow you to see things that bother you, things that position you for success, things that you might want to be more conscious about. So it makes you more aware about who you are, right? It essentially helps you figure out the source of a lot of your stresses. And the last thing that journaling does is that it helps you track your progress. It's great for acknowledging milestones. It's great for seeing where you could be. It empowers you and gives you more confidence to continue setting your goals. And it also, if you do this regularly, you're also able to see trends and understand where you came from and know where you could possibly go based on those moments of self-awareness that you've started to realize about yourself while journaling. So if you're thinking of a habit to develop right now, and if you're thinking you've got a lot on your plate and you still want to make sure you're growing, try journaling. It's simple, it's old-fashioned, but it's very effective. Hope this helps. Till next time, use your difference to make a difference.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.